Hello, everyone. This is your host, Pranjali Mann, and you're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio broadcasting from Simon Fraser University. And our station is located on the unceded ancestral territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Welcome back to another open mic slot with me. And today, I actually have a lot to talk about. So, this might be like a chaotic conversation thing for today. But yeah, we'll talk about some life updates, some research updates, and some of the fun events that I attended over the weekend. So I'll talk about that. And again, as always, we have some FemCon and KenCon for you guys to listen to so that you don't get bored of my sound. But yeah, first song for the day that just popped when I opened up the screen here was by the Canadian artist Amelia Curran. She is a strong writer, vocalist, writer, and activist who combines melodies which concern both her personal and universal themes and issues. So I'm excited to play her music, and I hope you guys like it too. So coming for you, coming up next.
Like the harbor sings through the concrete, like the highway rolls in your childhood dreams. I'm a wild abandoned ray of heat, and I'm coming for you like a stampede. I'm coming for you like a driving rain. I'm coming for you like a storm unchained. I'm coming for you like a third refrain. In a heavy heart there's a sea of light, secret until dead of night, where the deeper meanings dare to fight. And I'm coming for you like a voice inside. Stretched out before me, incomplete. Prayed to them children, cut loose on the street. I bottled my worship, I swallowed it neat. Well, somebody somewhere is missing you now. They promised you mercy and they'll find it somewhere. Broken apart,
goodbye. Never say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Well, it must have been a couple years or so now. Yeah. See that you built up an entrepreneurship while keeping your BMI down. Finally settled your debt. See that you got a new house. That's so very interesting. And though it's not a competition, I can't help but think it. I'm so glad I'm winning. Yeah, it's so nice to know now.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you're listening from me, the host for the hour, which is Pranjali. And now is the time to talk about some of the things that I found interesting. And yeah, just talk about things. I don't know, because that's fun. Talking is fun. At least for me, it is. But yeah, for the class that I was attending yesterday, it's about how to talk about communication in journalism and in politics. And one key phenomena that I found really interesting and worth sharing here is this idea that consent is, I am strictly talking in the terms of newsmaking and media making, that consent is not voluntary but is manufactured. And by this, a very critical and important media scholar, Noam Chomsky, implies that the things that we see, view, or consume through media, it not only is dependent on what the public feels about it, so it's not more so about the public opinion or what people want to see, but it's more about what the certain fraction of elite or people who have power of money or position want us to see. And in that way, a consensus, a social conformity for an issue is constructed, which is a very interesting way to think about the ideals of green consumerism and climate change, because yeah, that's what I talk about. So I try to link all my concepts and all my learnings back to the discourses around climate change, because that is super interesting to me. And as highlighted by the media scholar, I think it is true to a certain extent that yes, media represents things that shape how we as public consume it, but also I feel that there's another school of thought that I'm referencing to, is that it's actually media does not make, or the ones who create media don't make things out of thin air. They actually produce and represent what is actually happening in the society, and that's where the content is created from. To explain this a little bit, for example, people interested in learning about, I don't know, new technologies, technologies going to the Mars and all those sci-fi stuff. So it's not just like a news, a story writer or a movie writer was like, oh, let's create that. Just out of his brain, he was like, oh, that's a great idea. No, that's not what happened. It's the common quote-unquote public which got interested in sciences, innovation, technology, and this creation of the myth of, you know, we could conquer and go beyond Earth, and there is like this another planet which we could also exploit, and then, you know, we don't have to save this planet anymore, and we can just have like a new life in there. This was consensus about having like life on some other planets and stuff like that, that was already present in the public. And so henceforth, there were like a lot of movies that were created around this notion of space, Trek, and, you know, all those innovations and ideas. And also now with Elon Musk taking up, I don't know what he's up to, what that guy is up to all the time. But anyways, his trek to the Mars and creating spaceships to transport people, because the Earth would be inhabitable at the end of the day, and which is a very sad state of affairs, because it points to two problems, which is that we are so dependent, or we think that technology can solve all the problems. So this idea of technological determinism, that, okay, if we create a scientific technology or innovate something new, then we don't have to take care of the things that are happening right now. So let's use fossil fuels here on Earth and let it, you know, just heat so much and whatnot, and then we can just go to Mars and we can just have life there. That's not correct, because we are being too dependent on this notion, on this myth that technology can solve the problems when it clearly does not. And second thing being that there is no need to change how the society or things are functioning right now, so we can just like enjoy our lives and live in the status quo right now. And there would be some other way that could be devised down the road, and that we don't need to make contributions, and we don't need to take individual action or collective action, which is very important for the process of creating or actually averting climate change. So yeah, that's something interesting that I found from yesterday's class. And actually the class talks a lot about political communication and how can we talk about policy making and politics and in democracies, so what and how we should talk about stuff. So I found that pretty interesting. That's what is happening on Wednesdays. And other than that, I couldn't take one of my lectures this week because I thought, oh well, there are no communication classes on the very first day of class, because that's what has happened historically. But what has happened in the past does not necessarily mean that it would happen in the future too. So I know this thing, but sometimes, you know, it just happens. And I missed a lecture, which is pretty interesting. For someone like me, I actually have never bunked / missed any classes without any fair reason. So I think it was an interesting thing as well, because I met one of my friends and was like, oh, I see you on the class list, but you were not there. I was like, yeah, did you have a lecture today? I was like, yeah, we did. But yeah, anyways, so yeah, I don't have any another updates from that class. But I was actually also working on my project, which sort of talks about how gender works in conjunction with the climate change discourse on Twitter. And I think I'll talk about it after a sort of a short music break. And in the break, I have thought to play the music by Kixie from her album called All My Friends. And I think I've played two of her songs before, but I'm gonna play some new ones, and then we'll listen to Taylor Swift's music, because Open Mic with Pranjali calls for at least one Taylor Swift song. So that's what's going to happen. And then we'll talk about climate change once again. So coming up, a message from Selena.
Kixie is God. Thank you very much. Go Kixie, Kixie from motherfucking ever. Thank you.
Let's go. digest the butterflies.